Good morning and welcome to the First Presbyterian Church on this beautiful Lord's Day. A few announcements before we begin worship. You'll notice a historical feature in the bulletin today. Today is Presbyterian Heritage Sunday. And so I hope you will take the opportunity to read that.
Not during worship.
I hope you'll take the opportunity to read this interesting article about the only time communion has ever been served on the lunar surface. And of course, it was a Presbyterian elder who did that. And it was all done decently and in order, I might add. We will not have Bible study this week. But we will have lots of other opportunities going on next week. If you'll notice the upcoming events column, May 28th, this coming Saturday, is the River Point Dance Recital, and every time I have been, it has been completely delightful. They're going to tell the story of creation of the world through dance. Come and see. It's 2 and 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Vicksburg City Auditorium. And I suppose along with that, I should mention that I went to another event at the same site, the Vicksburg City Auditorium, yesterday, and Grace is not here, so I can embarrass her. She graduated from St. Al, and I have to say that I was most impressed. Not only was she an honor student and all of that sort of thing that we would expect, she also received an award, the Brunini Award, which was voted on by her peers, by the students. She was one of two students, a boy and girl, who won the Brunini Award. And she was the faculty choice for the Leadership Award, which means she was recognized by the faculty for that. So just the next time you see Grace, just tell her how proud you are, because I know we all are, for that all the work that she's done. Now, we do have our Hands of Hope mission group heading to Welch, West Virginia, starting on June 4. So let's please be in prayer for that event. And we are going to be having a vacation Bible school in this town at Port Gibson Baptist Church, a cooperative VBS, June 6th through 10. And I know Dorothy's helping with some of the decorations, but there's lots of opportunities to help. So if you would like to do that, let us know. Please note also on June 10, you have the Progressive Dinner for the Heritage Trust. June 11, we have the car show to support the Chamber of Commerce. A lot going on in our town over the next few weeks. So let's get involved. And let's be called to worship. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let us stand to sing God's praise. Let us pray. Lord, it is so much easier to come before you in doubt than it is to come in faith. There's so much danger in our world, so many things completely out of our control. We don't understand why things happen the way they do. We don't understand your ways. And yet we would come before you, confessing that you are God, not us. You alone are worthy of our worship and our praise. You alone can straighten out the mess we have made of this world. And we know this because you have already solved our greatest problem. You have already destroyed the power of sin and death through the death and resurrection of your Son. So help us to put aside all our doubts and our fears. Fill us with trust in Christ alone to save us and make us holy, even as we offer the prayer that He taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our responsive reading today comes from your pew Bible, We'll be studying Habakkuk chapter 3 in a little while, Habakkuk's response to this coming judgment. This is a passage from Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 10, in which Jesus tells his disciples how they should respond to the persecution that they should expect to come upon them. Matthew chapter 10, I will read the even-numbered verses beginning with verse 26 and encourage you to respond with the odd-numbered verses ending with verse 33. So let us read Matthew 10, the verses 26 through 33 responsively. Jesus said, "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus says God will protect us even in the midst of our worst difficulties. And so let's celebrate that truth as we take up our hymnals. And we'll turn to hymn 48, O God, our help in ages past. And let's sing all five stanzas, standing to sing. We have sung our Lord's praise. Now let us say what we believe about him using the words of the Apostles' Creed. They're found inside the front cover of your hymnal. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And on July the 6th, we're looking forward to seeing Nick and Amanda that are going to be with us. And so we have a note from them this week. They write, I think Amanda is the one doing the writing here. She says, as you may know, we did not celebrate Easter when most of you did. Here in the East, we celebrated Easter a couple of weeks ago according to the Orthodox calendar. She says it was a really special day for our family of five, and it actually felt like a holiday. Some holidays haven't felt like holidays at all, but this one was different. On Good Friday, as tears came down his face, Nick told the girls the story of how Jesus died. Ellie was incredibly saddened by the story, as she always has been when she hears it. As a mother, I always want to remember this moment as I watched Nick explain how much we needed Jesus to die for us and how much that means he loves us. I pray that our kids will always know how much they are loved, first by God and then by us. Then Sunday, we went to church together for the second time as a family of five, even though baby Gus was not yet 3 weeks old. Then we got to enjoy some yummy American food at Chili's restaurant. To finish off the weekend on Monday, we finally got to go see Jesus' baptism site in the Jordan River. We head back to the States 3 weeks from the day of this writing, which is really happy and really sad news at the same time. Unlike future home assignments, we will not return to the same place afterwards. As we begin packing and cleaning out the house, we look forward to spending time with family and friends in the States, but we really dread the goodbyes. The girls spent time with a friend of ours yesterday who did some activities with them to help them learn how to transition well. They learned how to have reconciliation with people here if needed before we leave, how to tell others how much we love and appreciate them before we leave, saying goodbyes, thinking ahead about what they're excited about. We were impressed with how well they grasped all these ideas. We fly out the night of Ellie's kindergarten graduation, June 4, and head to Memphis. So we need to be praying for traveling mercies, don't we? She writes, as we return to the States, we're already preparing for our departure back to the Middle East. Our plan had originally been to go to the South to join other EPC folks, but for a number of reasons, we are now headed to the capital city. We will officially be joining the Engage 2025 field team this fall, joining Noor and Rebecca in the work they are currently doing with refugees. We will share more about these plans once we are stateside. But because of these changes, we are now having to raise an additional $20,000 a year to cover the cost of living in the big city. Everything is more expensive there. Please pray that God would raise the funds necessary for us to be in the capital this fall. We trust this is where we are supposed to be for the next phase and that God will provide. We ask that you would prayerfully consider as a church or an individual partnering with us financially to allow us to make this big move. Let us know if you are interested in discussing it further. Thanks for your prayers and continual support. We love you all, Nick and Amanda. So I know we'll be in prayer for them, and we're looking forward to seeing them and hearing more about that, their ministry, the next phase of their ministry on July the 6th. Let's continue our worship now as we open our hymnals. We'll turn to selection 348. And let's just sing the first, the second, and the fourth stanzas. First, second, and fourth stanzas of hymn 348. Let us stand to sing.
You may be seated. That's the beautiful thing about prayer. When we go to the Lord in prayer, whether individually or collectively, we are going into the presence. We are drawing near to the one who is able to do everything according to his good and perfect will, everything that is for our good and for his glory. He is God. So let us draw near to him. Let us pray. Our Lord, we would draw near to you. We would come before you confessing your power, your glory, your might, your majesty, your goodness, your truth, all of the things we know about you. But, O Lord, we have to confess that most of this week we have not lived as though those things are true about you. We have ignored you. We've decided to do things our own way. We've given in to temptation when we really do know better. We've said things we're ashamed of, and we've done things we wish we'd not done. And yet, O Lord, we give you thanks and praise that in Jesus Christ you offer forgiveness, that Jesus Christ died to pay for all the sins of our last week and all the sins for all people over all time. We thank you, O Lord, that Jesus died for sinners like us, and that all who trust in him can be sure that we are forgiven. And so, Lord, help us to live as becomes children of God, followers of Christ. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for the sake of our loved ones who are sick, who are hurting, who are lonely, who are despairing, who are discouraged. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for those who need your comforting presence and your healing touch. But our Father, we also pray that you would send us forth as agents of your grace and allow us, our Father, to answer some of those prayers. Let us, O Lord, demonstrate your love to those around us this week, that we might do things that will demonstrate your love, that we might demonstrate the closeness of Christ to those who see us. That's what we pray, Lord, that you would fill us up with Christ, fill us up with Holy Spirit, that we might carry him into the world this week, and that we might be used of you, however you will, to accomplish your will. And Father, we offer this prayer in the name of Christ and for his sake. Amen. The Lord is good and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Let us worship God as we give unto him his tithes and our offerings. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for all of the gifts that you have given to us, gifts of time and talent and treasure. And as we return a portion of those gifts to you, we pray that you would use all that we are and all that we have for your glory, for the expansion of your kingdom and the spread of your gospel. And we offer this prayer in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. They probably don't want me to say this, but aren't we blessed to have two such instrumentalists who share their gifts with us? And I think that may have been the first time we ever had the organ and piano playing together in the church. So we have made history on Presbyterian Heritage Sunday. Let's now turn our attention to the reading of God's Word. We're finishing up our study of Habakkuk, even though it's been a few weeks since we've looked at him. It's okay, because chapter 3 is really a self-standing unit. This is Habakkuk's prayer, or song, in which he meditates on and responds to the first two chapters, the announcement of God's justice. Now, this is a song, and so interspersed throughout this song, you have some musical notations. At the beginning, it talks about Shigia note, which is probably a hymn tune or something like that. You'll see the word Selah from time to time throughout the chapter. This is some sort of Hebrew musical notation. We don't know what it means. Some people think it means musical interlude or crescendo or something like that. We just don't know, so it's not translated. But this is Habakkuk's way of meditating on what he has heard and what now we see he sees from God. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigia note. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known, in wrath remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns, rays, coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, unsheathed, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou